Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jeannie and Sina with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Julia Creek was hit by a 146 km per hour gust just before 4 p.m. on Monday, recorded by the Bureau of Meteorology. The storm ripped roofs off houses and left 73 properties without power. Fires broke out of south of town, with downed trees and water leakage reported in a hospital's emergency room. However, the Queensland Fire Department stated the town was not at risk.
The first emperor penguin found in Australia, malnourished, is now being cared for in Western Australia. The adult male penguin was found on November 1st on a popular tourist beach in the town of Denmark in southern Western Australia. It is estimated the penguin travelled 3,500 kilometres north of the icy waters off the Antarctic coast, according to a statement from the Western Australian State's Department of Biodiversity, Conservation and Attractions. The largest penguin species has never been reported in Australia before, University of Western Australian research fellow Belinda Cannell said.
Premier David Crisafulli has appointed South Australia's top public servant, Damien Walker, as Queensland's new Director General of the Department of Premier and Cabinet. Walker, the Chief Executive of South Australia's Department of the Premier and Cabinet, will assume his new role on December 23rd. Walker previously served as the Director General of Queensland's Department of State Development, Infrastructure, Local Government and Planning under the Palaszczuk Government.
An Australian-led study found that using seal-shaped replicas with LED lights underneath disrupts great white sharks' ability to see silhouettes in sunlight. Using LED lighting on the underside of surfboards or kayaks could deter great white shark attacks, new research suggests. The study's lead, Dr. Laura Ryan of Macquarie University in Sydney, said white sharks seem to rely on the visual cues of dark objects silhouetted against a lighter background. If you flip that to a light object on a dark background, then it doesn't seem to be something they recognize as prey, Ryan said.
In international news, a Spirit Airlines flight traveling from Florida to Port-au-Prince, Haiti, was hit by gunfire on Monday, causing it to be diverted to the Dominican Republic. A flight attendant was reportedly grazed by a bullet, though the plane managed to land safely. The incident forced authorities at the Toussaint-Louverture International Airport, Port-au-Prince, to suspend all commercial flights temporarily. This marks the second instance of an aircraft over Port-au-Prince being targeted by gunfire from armed gangs in recent weeks.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy and is currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 7, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news.